Be'ezer Hashem, Minchas Chinuch, the mitzvah of Milo, Shir Beis. We're up to the Minchas Chinuch, Sifkotan Dalid. The topic is the Chiyav of the Av, the Milas Benoi. The Gemara says in Kedushin, Daf Choftes, Chayiv Odom, Lomol Es Benoi. The Gemara says, we learn it out from a Pasuk, Vayomol Avroham Es Yitzchok Benoi. The Gemara says, V'heichad Eloi Mahalei Avua, Mechayev Beidina Lememalei. If the father doesn't, then there's a chiyav on Bezdin. Himalachem kol zachar. The Gemara also learns out that the mother is not chayev, because it says, Kasher tziva oisoi alaikim, oisoi v'loi oiso. Now, Avada, the father is mechayev to be mal, his bnoi koton when he's shmoyne yomim. And the pashtus, a father is vaiter mechayev to be mal bnoi, even la'achar shmoyne yomim, amila shaloi bezmano. The pashtus is that vaiter, there's a chiyav doiraisa on the av. But the Minchas Chinuch declares, what about after bar mitzvah? After bar mitzvah, we know that then the ben himself is chayev. There's a chiyav, and that's the ikar chiyav, that's chayev karis, that a person is chayev lomol es atzmoy. And avada, that's true, that if a person becomes bar mitzvah, he now is mechayev lomol es atzmoy. Declares the Minchas Chinuch, but does the father's mitzvah come off? The past 13 years, the father was still mechayev. Is the pshat now that the father's mechayev and the ben is mechayev? Or that once the ben is mechayev begadlus on the chiyav of Mila, it's paka the chiyav of the av? As I declared the Minchas Chinuch. There's a diak in the Pirush HaMishnayis, Lo HaRambam, in Perek Rabbi Lezer, the Mila. The Rambam says, Kishi yigdal hayeled v'yagia lezman chiyav mitzvis, Niftar kol odom mimilosoi. Kol odom is mashma. Not only the bezdin is not mechuyev anymore, the father is also not mechuyev. The Minchas Chinuch is medayik that the sefer achinuch in mitzvah shin tzadi beis by the mitzvah of pidyon haben, over there the chinuch starts clearing by the chiyav av b'pidyon haben. Does the father's chiyav continue once the bnoi becomes gadol, or there's no chiyav on the av anymore? But by Mila he didn't clear it, and his netiyah is that b'emes the chiyav of the av is only on bnoi koton. Meidach Yisa, he has a diak from the Tosis in Kedushin Daf Choftes. Tosis over there asks a famous kasha, which we'll discuss separately. But Tosis asks, why does the Gemara have to darshan that the mother is potter from Mila's bno, from Gzeres HaKosov? Kasha tziva oisoi aloikim, oisoi v'loi oiso. Tepukle, anyways, that it's a mitzvah esei shazman gromo, because it's only on the eighth day. So Tosis, but since once it's the eighth day, the mitzvah, if it continues, it doesn't have a hefsik anymore, so it's not a zman gromo. Frek the Minchas Chinuch, why doesn't it have a hefsik? It's only going to be for 13 years. If the chiyav ha'av is poka after bar mitzvah, so then it's a zman gromo. The mitzvah of the father is only 13 years. Mali, a mitzvah that only lasts for 7 days, is called a zman gromo. Sukkah, lulav. Who had in this mitzvah of meal? It's only for 13 years. He wants to say it's meduyik and toises that know that the father's chiyav is forever. Once it's miyay mashmini v'hala, ain lo hefsik. L'maisa, you could be doicha poshet. This father could have another son. And weiter, it potentially could have another son. Lav dafka on that son. The mitzvah is, the father's mitzvah of Mila is mamshich forever. But that's the diyukim that declares whether the chiyav ha'av is nimshach even beyond bar mitzvah. Now there's a separate shayla that the Minchas Chinuch handles. What about the gedder of the chiyav of the father after the eighth day? And I want to bavarn. There's a tzad in the achroinim that maybe bechlal, the chiyav of the av is only on the eighth day. After the eighth day, it's a bezdin de kechiv. Mistama, the father will be the one to take care of it. But the doiraisa de kechiv of av is not there anymore. There's a ktsas diak to that in Rashi and Shabbos Kuflamid Beis. The Gemara wants to handle, how do you know taka a father when he's malatinoik after the eighth day, that it's doichet saras? We know that Mila is doichet saras. And the Gemara says, we know already that Mila is doichet saras by a godel. And we know already that Mila is doichet saras by a tinok ben ches. But how do you know? Legabi a benoni. That means after when it's ben ches. And Rashi bavarns there also avada, the father's chayef. And he quotes the pasuk of himo lechem kol zohar. Rashi quotes the pasuk that the Gemara says is the makor for bezdin de kechiv, not the glat, the father de kechiv. The Dvar Avram and the Machzis HaShekel in Simin Tov Mem Dalid, they also clear such a tzad that maybe the father's chiyav is only on the eighth day, and beyond the eighth day, it's vaiter only a bezin de kechiv. But let's, for the vayla, we'll go with the pashtus. The father's chiv is avada nimshach until the bar mitzvah. But Claire's now the minchas chinuch. What would be the din after the bar mitzvah? Now we say only the ben is chayiv, or vayta the av is also chayiv. So the minchas chinuch, when he clears the shayla, he says, he brings back some five nafkaminas. What would be the nafkamina if the father is still mechayiv? The erste nafkamina. Each one of these nafkaminas is a sugya kishalatz mayabubul. We'll touch upon some of the nekudas. The erste nafkamina zok the minchas chinuch. The shach in Simin Shin Pei Beis is yedua, the shita's hashach, is that there's no shlichus by milo. The shach's shita is, and there's other rishonim like this, that be'etzem the chiv of the father, lomel as benoi, let's talk by a benyoi, ches yomim, is mamash a chiv that's mutal on the av, and he must do it. If he's not a moil, he's going to get someone else to do it, and he's not being mekayim the mitzvah. There's no shlichus in milo. The ktsois is masber because it's a mitzvah shebegufoi. There's other hezberim in the achrayim. But the klal adover is, the chiv of the av is taka kipshuto, it's mutal on the av, and he must do it. If a father's not doing it because he's not a moil, and they hire taka a moil, pshat is they're not being mekayim the chiv of av. You're grad doing the inyan of bezdin the kechiv. Lefizef, according to the shach, if a father is a moil and he's able to do it himself, then avada he must do it himself. So that's already enough gemina. If the father of this 14-year-old boy is a moil and he's able to, then he must do it himself. If he learned that the chiv of the av is poka after bar mitzvah, then he's not mechayiv. But according to the shach, kipshutay des mamash a chiv that's mutl on the av, that he must do it, and even shlichus is not moil. The emes is the vilt as a kasha. Why is it not nohug etzel yureyim v'shleimim hacharedim l'dvar Hashem to mal their own sons? I know people feel they don't know, it's dangerous, they're scared. Aber vos heist meretov egen amitzvus eser d'oraisa, that you don't have too many opportunities to do. And according to the shach u'di'ime, those chevel of shittas, they hold that taka the father's mechuyev, and when he's not doing it, that mitzvah is bottle. Instead, chotch the bezdin is doing it. Why aren't we nizar to try to be matriach, to be, maybe learn, to at least do the chituch? You know, there's the mila and the priya. The priya maybe is more complex to do, but, and I know that kol hamol v'loy para ki'ilu v'loy mol, but there is a significance in doing chach the mila. There are a lot of rayas to that. That the mila itself also epis something. Why don't we do it? Why aren't we machmer on the shach? I saw someone wanted to say that the heter, that the oilam is saimachon, is sveik sveika. The saimachon is sveik sveika. First of all, Tosis Rid holds, and we're going to talk about his shita separately, that there's b'chlal no chiv on the father to mal a son. The chiv of the father is only to be doyeg and make sure that he's moho, but not that it's a chiv that he has to mal the son. So like the Tosis Rid zikr, the father doesn't have to be the moil. Even like the shita of most Rishonim, that the father does have to be mal the son, but a lot of Rishonim hold that shlichus helps. So you already have a sveik sveika, there's two stodim to be saimachon. Maybe Tosis Rid that there's b'chlal no chiv lamol. And maybe you can rely also on the fact that there is shlichus. It's not a sveik sveika that's mishapich. But you have to know, taka, what's pshat in the veld? B'chalifin, the shach says that a father must mal his own son if he's able to, and that's the first nafkamina, that a father should mal his son even after the bar mitzvah, if the chiyuv is still nimshach. The tzveita nafkamina, what if the father and the son are both capable of being moil? Which one has the kedima? You have a 14-year-old son and his father, both are able to mal, and the son is able to mal even himself, let's assume, who has kedima. There, the Menchas Chinuch Nemzon, that if the father's chiv would be nimshach, then he would have the kedima. It's not bar or why. Even if you would say that the father's chiv is nimshach weiter, but the son's chiv is also there, I'm not clear why he Nemzon, the son's chiv would be there first. The dritten afgemina, zok the Menchas Chinuch, is the din of Asorah Zehuvim. We know there's a din that if a father was planning to mal his own son, and someone came and grabbed the baby and did the mila instead, he's chayiv asora zehuvim. This is based on the sugya in Chulin, that there's a concept that if a choytif mitzvah, you must pay asora zehuvim. So it's mavur, in Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Pei Beis, that if the father himself was planning to be the moil, then, and someone else went and did the mila, you chayiv asora zehuvim to the father. Grade, if the father had hired one moil, and then someone else, a different moil, grabbed it, then Moyel number two, who did it, is not chayiv to pay asara zehuvim to Moyel number one. This is vital. That's the makor where that shach is. Because the pshat is that it's really a chiv only on the father itself, and there's no shlichus. If the father's not doing it, so then stam bezdin klal yisrael zachroi to take care of it. So mali, if the Moyel one did it or Moyel two did it, it's not such a chilik. But if the father himself was going to do it, then there's a chiv of asara zehuvim. So the Menchas Chinuch wants to clear here, let's say again, if you assume that the father's chiyuv is nimshech after bar mitzvah, and you have a 14-year-old son and a father who both could be a moil, which one does it that he would be chayiv asar zuvim to the other one? I'm not sure why he doesn't clear if someone else, a third person, went and mauled this 14-year-old son, and he has to pay asar zuvim, who does he pay the asar zuvim to? That's not how the Menchas Chinuch says it. He says the nafkamina is, would the ben pay the asar zuvim to the father, or would the father pay asar zuvim to the ben? The fourth nafkamina that the Menchas Chinuch brings is the bracha of lachnisa b'vrisa shel Avram Avinu. It's a machlokes rishonim, but a lot of rishonim hold that only a father makes the bracha of lachnisa b'vrisa shel Avram Avinu. Other people don't. It's a machlokes Rambam and Ravid. The Rambam holds only the father makes a bracha of lachnisai. The Ravid brother argues and says, if the father's not doing the mila, then the bezdin or the sandik or the moil, someone makes the bracha of lachnisai. But assumingly, if only the father makes a lachnisai, so you can declare, when a father is doing a bris on a 14-year-old son after bar mitzvah, if the chiv of the father be'etzim is nimshach, so the father would make the bracha of lachnisai. If the father's chiv is not nimshach, then there won't be a bracha of lachnisai. The fifth nafkamina, he says, is who has to pay for the moil, who has to pay for the schar moil. So again, the ktsara, the Menchas Chinuch names on that the chiv of the av is not only on an 8-day-old, but uadin on a ben katan until bar mitzvah. He then clears, is the father's chiv nimshach on a ben godol? He's mesupik about it. He had brought rais. But what were his nafkaminas? Whether, like the shach, the father must do the mila himself. If the father and son could both do the mila, which one would have kedima? If one would grab the mila from the other, who would pay asara zehuvim to who? Would the father make a bracha of lehachnisoi? Again, assumingly, he means like the shita that only a father makes a bracha of lehachnisoi. Would the father make a lehachnisoi in this case? Then he says, I never understood. Like the shita that only a father makes lehachnisoi. And like the shach that only when a father is mamish being mal his own kid, do you make a lachnisai? Lamaisa, the oilam is noig. Not like that. The oilam is noig that avada, a father, makes a bracha of lachnisai when someone else is doing the mila. And again, like those shittas that it's not a lumdus of shlichas. And if you know that only a father makes lachnisai, why is there lachnisai? I guess the lachnisai is not if the father's doing the mila, if he's there. As long as the father's there, he makes a lachnisai. Those were the nafkiminis that the Menchas Chinuch said, lagabi the shaila of whether the father is mechuyev beyond bar mitzvah. But we're going to go back a little bit. One more detail. We said that avada, a father is mechayiv to mal his son until bar mitzvah. So the Menchas Chinuch brings a raya from a sugya in Yevomis and from a Rambam in Hilchas Pesachim, Hilchas Korban Pesach. The Rambam says in Hilchas Korban Pesach, we know there's a din that milas bonov, milas zchorov is ma'akvay from Korban Pesach. Avada, we know an orel is also to eat Korban Pesach. But not only is an Orel also to eat Korban Pesach, if you're not an Orel, but you have a Ben who's an Orel, or an Eved who's an Orel, Milas Bonov Va'avodov Ma'akvim Mikorban Pesach. Zok the Rambam. Milas Avodim is Ma'akiv you, Sayef the Avodim Ogdoilim and Sayef the Ketanim. Abi, you own an Eved, whatever age the Eved is, if you own an Eved who's an Orel, it's Ma'akiv you from eating Korban Pesach. But Milas Bonov, the Rambam says, Milas Bonov Ketanim. Assumingly, ketanim doesn't just mean an 8-day-old. It means that you're a ben that's a cotton that's not a bar mitzvah yet. So it's a stark diik that the chiv of a father is only on bonov ketanim. Because if your father's chiv is mamshech even after bar mitzvah, then if a father has a 14-year-old who's not mahol, that should also be ma'akev from Korban Pesach. From the fact that once the son is bar mitzvah, it's not ma'akev the father from Korban Pesach, that would be mashma because the father's chiv is paka and it's only a chiv on the son. There's no more chiv on the father. The fizedo frekta Menchas Chinuch an interesting shayla. The pasuk beferish says that a father is only mechiv to be mal his son when he's 8 days old. Once it's not shmoinas yomim, why is it the father's chiv anymore? Let it be a bezdendik chiv. Let the father grada get involved. But why should that be ma'akiv the chiv of the father for Korban Pesach. So he wants the red dorch, maybe it's sad, maybe in a chanami, maybe taka when the Rambam says milas bon of ketanim is ma'akeh from Korban Pesach, it mamish means bon of ketanim, only a son who's 8 days old. So the Menchas Chinuch wants to bring a raya from a Gemara in Yevamis Nishtazai. It's a little bit of a cheshbon like a Gemara. We're going to go through a little bit this sugi in Yevamis, and then we'll get to the Menchas Chinuch's raya. He wants to bring a raya that avada, a mila of a ben who's more than 8 days old, is also ma'akev a father from Korban Pesach. As the emes is like this, Vosh state in the sugya. The Gemara says it's psukim in Parshas Boy that milas bonov is ma'akev from Korban Pesach. But the Gemara brings two different psukim. And the point is, the Gemara is saying that not only is the milas bonov ma'akev b'shas shchitas Pesach, it's also ma'akev b'shas achilo. We'll explain. You shech the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach in the afternoon after Chatzos. You don't actually shecht it. Someone of the Chabura shechts it. Lav dafka, every person shechts it. But there's a shchitas Pesach. And we learn that from a pasuk that if b'shas shchitas Pesach, when your Chabura was shechting the Pesach, if you had a son who's an Arul, pasul, you can't be part of the Chabura. You're ma'ukiv from Korban Pesach. Milas bonav is ma'akiv b'shas shchita. The Gemara then brings a separate pasuk that milas bonav is ma'akiv b'shas achila. Meaning even if b'shas shchita you didn't have a ben who was an Arul, but b'shas achila you had a ben who was an Arul, that's also ma'akiv you that you can't eat the Korban Pesach. Frek the Gemara, the obvious question, why is it necessary two different dinim that milas ben is ma'akiv sai by shchita and sai by achila? If by shchita you did not have a ben who was an Arul, you obviously still don't have a ben who was an Arul. What, a baby was born to you late in the afternoon, Erev Pesach? So then it's a one-day-old baby. A one-day-old baby is not an Arul. The Chiyuv of Mila is only starts on the eighth day. Avada, a person who has a four-day-old baby on Pesach, on Leil Seder, could eat the Korban Pesach. He doesn't have a baby who's an Arul. Now, Bishlema Avodim is very simple what the case is. When they shechted it, Chatzoy Sayoyim, you didn't own an Eved who was an Arul. Then later in the afternoon, you went and bought an Eved. Avdem state the Tzveita din, that you better shmal this Eved in the afternoon, otherwise you're ma'ukiv from Achilas Korban Pesach. But it's Mefurish Huadin Lagabi Bnoi that it requires a separate Pasuk. That Milas Bnoi is ma'akiv the Shchitas Pesach. And Milas Bnoi is ma'akiv the Achilas Pesach. Frek the Gemara, if this Ben wasn't being ma'akiv you until now, where did this Ben come from? So the Gemara has all kinds of okimtis that the baby was sick or it was an oinus. And again, oinus is not a problem. It's an important nakuda for the sugi here. If you have a ben or an eved and you didn't mal him but you're an oinus, it's not ma'akiv from Korban Pesach. It's interesting because oral itself, the etzem fact, if a person himself is an oral also can't eat a Korban Pesach. And that avad has nothing to do with if he's an oinus or not. Lamaisa, if you're an oral, you can't eat Korban Pesach. But the din that milas bon of ma'akvoy, it's not if it's an oinus. So the Gemara says, l'moshel, when they shechted it, the baby was still sick. Or, this is the case I want to go into, it says, ovi v'imoy chavushin b'veis asurim. In the afternoon, when they shechted the Korban Pesach, the father and mother were in jail. So when they shechted the Korban Pesach, it wasn't a problem, because the father was an oinus, he was in jail, he couldn't shecht. The Aruch HaNer says, maybe the baby was in jail, whatever, but the Gemara says the father was in jail. So he was in b'veis asurim, so the shechita was a good shechita for him. Then later on now, he's out of jail. Shteito atzveitedin, that if he has a son who's an Arul, who's balailo, that he can't eat the Korban Pesach, that's that tzveitedin. That's the etzem surah of the Gemara. Fret de menches chinuch, he doesn't understand. This baby was 8 days old by the Erev Pesach. Obviously, that's the point. You're telling me that the baby was 8 days old in Erev Pesach. Why wasn't the shchita ma'akiv you that they shechted the Korban Pesach when the baby was an Arul? Because at that time the father was in jail. Nevertheless, the father can't eat Korban Pesach because at night, b'shas achila, he was ma'ukiv from eating Korban Pesach. Frek de menches chinuch, b'shas achila, it's already nighttime, it's already the ninth day of this baby's life. If you're going to tell me that the chiyuv of a father in Milo, the chiyuv ha'av is only on the eighth day, and only the eighth day is ma'akiv you from Korban Pesach. It's Mineu Bey in the Sugyas Nishtazai. The Gemara has a case that the baby was 8 days old in the afternoon, but by the time the night, B'shas Achila, it's already a 9 day old baby. Mefurish that Avada, a 9 day old baby, and therefore who had been a 3 year old or a 7 year old or anyone, Tul Bar Mitzvah, a child, is ma'akiv from Korban Pesach. The tzad that he wanted to declare that it's only a din on a teenage that's mamish chesyomim, it's mukhrach in the Sugyas, not like that. Because the sugya says that there's two different shlavim, that the ben is ma'akiv you b'shas shchita, and ma'akiv you b'shas achila. So I saw one pilpul teretz, that these psukim in Parshas Boy that teach you that milas bonim is ma'akiv, is really talking in Parshas Boy, which was before Yitzias Mitzrayim. And in those days, there's a lot of raid about this, the night went after the day, legabi halochas. And therefore, at night of Leil Pesach, it's still the eighth day of the baby's life. Because you can darshan this pasuk is negay in a case, klapi koidim an Torah. That's lipul pula. But the MSC is klapi the etzem kasha de menchas chinuch. There's a big word over here. Again, the shtel of the menchas chinuch was, why is this mila of the ben ma'akiv? If you were in jail on the eighth day, why are you mu'okiv from eating it? We're eating it is already the ninth day. Maybe the ninth day it's not ma'akiv. So he wants to spar, to prove, must be the chiv is even on the ninth day. L'chari, you could dray out of the raya. I want to say two mahalchim. The erste mahalach is, and we'll make it clear this nakuda. Maybe la'oyla machiv of a father is mamish only on the eighth day. B'chlal, forget about Pesach now. Stam, in the middle of Shvat, you have a baby. 8 days old, that's the chiv of the av. Once it's beyond the eighth day, it's not a chiv of the av. It's a chiv of Bezdin. And the father will get involved. From it's a chiv of Klal Yisrael, it's a chiv of Bezdin. The chiv of the av is only on the eighth day. Now, if the chiv of the av is only on the eighth day, why is a ninth day baby ma'akiv from Korban Pesach? We'll be makdim. The Gemara says that the father and mother were in jail. When it says, how do you have a case that it wasn't ma'akiv b'shas shchita, and it was ma'akiv b'shas achila? So the Gemara, the father and mother were in jail. Frektim arsho. What is the difference if the mother is in jail? If the father is the one that's mechuyif, what's the difference if the mother is in jail? The mother is not mechuyif to mal her son. Kasher tziva oisoy elikim, oisoy v'loy oiso. A mother is not mechuyif b'chlal in milas b'no. Why does it say the father and mother? So some Rishonim say it's lav dafka. There is a mahalach that when there's no father, then the mother is mechuyif. They say Torah, that's why by Tzipora, since Moshe wasn't there. Like most Rishonim, the story with Tzipora, with Milas Bino, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't there b'chlal, he had sent her away, he was somewhere else. Even if you want to learn, some Rishonim and Moshe Rabbeinu was there, but the pshat is that a malach came and swallowed him up, so he wasn't available. So therefore Tzipora was the one that's mechuyif. Because in the absence of the father, the mother's mechuyif. So therefore it has to say the father and mother were in jail. That's Torah. But the Marsho over there says, in Yevamos, he says like this. He says, Avada, a mother is not mechuyev to mal her son. We're learning the mitzvah of Mila now. The mitzvah of Mila is on a father. Abazok the Marsho, the din that by Karban Pesach, Milas Bonav is ma'akev, is a separate halacha. There's a din of Karban Pesach. There's a din that an arul can't eat a Karban Pesach. And there's a din that if you have a child, a father or a mother, someone who's tuffle to you, he's part of your chabura, he's part of your shchitas karban pesach, he has to be mol. It's not directly correlated or connected to the etzem chiv of mila. Ma'oid you're talking that a mother's not chayiv to mal her son. This child is her son. If you have a son who's not mol, you can't eat karban pesach. Azayzak the marsha. The etzem zog of the marsha is that the din of milas bon of ma'akev by karban pesach is lav dafka directly connected to the etzem chiv of mila. So meaning, the chiv of mila is only on a father. Nevertheless, mila's bonav is ma'akev even on the mother. But oisai mida, we can say the same thing. Maybe lo'oilom the chiv of a father is only on the eighth day. This that we saw that the Karban Pesach is ma'akev even on a 9-day old baby, beseda, because the din of ma'akev of Karban Pesach could be ma'akev even if it's a bezdin dikah din. A parent of someone who has a child who has a bezdin dikah chiyuv of mila is ma'akev from Karban Pesach. It's a niflat dikazach. The Menchas Chinuch over here wanted to bring a raya, and he named on taka like his raya, that the chiyuv is only on the 8th day, and that the chiyuv is not only on the 8th day, and we're being doicha based on this marsha. The marsha says that even a mother who's not mechuyev in mila, but she has a son that doesn't have mila, she's mukke from Karban Pesach. The emissary is the mother's b'chlal not mechuyev. Like, where did it come in? I saw some achronim want to say, you know, it says, if a father doesn't mal his kid, then bezdin. Bezdin doesn't just mean bezdin, it means klal yisroel. Yesh lachkar, klal yisroel means only the zechorim, only men, or even a woman. It would be more geschmack if you'll name on that the klal yisroel de kechiv is on women also. If women are not chayiv in the klal yisroel de kechiv either, then it's a little harder to get the mother being mechuyev here about the Karban Pesach. But if you say that the Bezdin de Kechiv applies to women also, then it's even like a schmacker. Women are also chayiv to take care of this child. Now, basically, everyone else in Klal Yisrael, it's not ma'akiv your Karban Pesach. But your child is ma'akiv you and your Karban Pesach. Lav dafka directly connected to the chayiv of Mila. So, by me, it's a big simcha. I found in Akuda here, it's the Menchus Chinuch l'shitosai. The Menchus Chinuch didn't say this Teretz was saying. The Menchus Chinuch insisted that he has a raya that a father's mechuyev to mal his son even after the 8th day. From the fact that a father's mu'ukiv from eating carbon Pesach even after the 8th day, must be that a father's chiyev is on the 8th day. We're asking, what's the raya? Maybe there's no chiyev of a father, but it's like Gara from Bezdin and Soif Kosef it's ma'akiv, like we saw in the Marsha by a mother. A Moira de Gazach, the Menchus Chinuch later on, in Mitzvah Yud Zayin, Sifkotin Yud Gimel, he's talking about Milas Avodim there, and he brings this Minch Marsha and Yevamis, and he's choylik on it. He says, no, you have to just take out the word ein. It's lav dafka, shigras delishna. That doesn't make a difference if the mother's in jail. And because again, Lashitosi, he says it clear. If a mother's not choyev to mal her son, it can't be that the son's Milas ma'akav, her carbon Pesach. That's the Minchas Chinuch Shita. That the din of Milas bonav ma'akvoy is directly connected and correlated to the etzem chiyev of Mila. A mother who's not mechoyev lamalas b'no, it can't be that Milas b'no is ma'akiv. A mother, a father, if you would be not mechuyiv after the 8th day, it wouldn't be ma'akiv. So the Menchus Chinuch l'shitosoi brings the raya that avada, the chiv of the av, is even beyond the 8th day. Because again, his shita was that the din of Milas b'noi ma'akiv by Karban Pesach is not a separate halacha. It's directly connected to the etzem halacha of the chiv Mila. And therefore, a mother who's not mechuyev in Mila is not ma'akev. The Milas b'no is not ma'akev. And a father, from the fact that it is a raya that the chiv of a father is even beyond the 8th day. I was clearing the way to say one more teretz. Maybe even if you'll go with the Menchus Chinuch, that the Milas ben is ma'akev by Karban Pesach only because it's your chiv of Mila. And a chiv of Mila of a father is only the 8th day. And Taka, only an 8-day-old baby is ma'akev from Karban Pesach. I, the Gemara there, by the time it became the night of Pesach, it's the 9th. It's not. Haga ba'atzmacha. This person, the father and the mother, they were in jail on Erev Pesach. And it says, they're not ma'okev from Shechita because they were in Oynes, they were in jail. So I have a shaila. When did they get out of jail? If they got out of jail Pesach night, when it's already nighttime, so weiter, they should be able to eat Karban Pesach. They were in Oynes. You can't do Mila at night. They were in jail till the nighttime. So the mechiv of Achila Ma'akev and Karban Pesach weiter. They were in Oynes. Same way they were in Oynes until now, they were in jail. Obviously, the pshat is that they got out of jail late in the afternoon. Bishas Shechita, they had a son who was an Oral, but that wasn't ma'akev then because they were in Oynes, they were in jail. Then they got out of jail and they still had time. The chiyuv that achilas ma'akev Karban Pesach is mechayev you to mal the kid before it becomes nighttime. Harei balayla, there's no mila. Come to us, it's the 8th day chiyuv. This that on the night of the 9th, on Leila Seder, he's going to be ma'ukev from eating Karban Pesach. This father's being ma'ukev from eating Karban Pesach because of a chiyuv Karban Pesach, of a chiyuv of Mila's benoy that he had on the 8th day. Not the 9th day. It's in the kudel of vikuach on the Menchus Chinuch. Even if you nemon all the zenachos, that it's a chiv of the 8th day. That's an interesting nekuda of the Menchus Chinuch that declares legabi the chiv of the ben from the 8th day and from beyond the 8th day. Shalom over here, we've brought the other nafkemina of the Menchus Chinuch, legabi the din of Asara Zehuvin. It's Mavur in Shulchan Aruch, in Choshen Mishpat, in Simon Shin Pei Beis. It says over there in Choshen Mishpat, if a person has a ben lamol, and the father himself was planning to do the mila, uba acher v'mole, and someone else came, so the guy that grabbed it, the choytif, is chayiv Asara Zehuvin to the father. But if the father already punted it and gave someone else to do the mila, and then a different moil came and grabbed it instead, there's no chiyav asara zehuvim from the second moil to the first moil. Now we touch this up because we explain, because the ikar chiyav mitzvah of the father is only on the father himself, and there's no lamdas of shlichus, and therefore it's not a separate mitzvah klape one chaytiv over the other chaytiv. The ma'aseh, there still is that bezdin de kechiyev. There still is that bezdin de kechiyev. But the teretz is that mitzad the father's chiyev. It doesn't make a difference which one of the moyelim did it. So I heard once an interesting horror. The Chassam Sofer has a shayla. He says, what's the pshat? Asara zehuvim? Asara zehuvim? A mitzvah is worth asara zehuvim? A mitzvah is worth kol hoin rav sheba'olam. A mitzvah is not worth asara zehuvim. A mitzvah is ain't loy schar bechlal, ain't loy shavius. So he says avada. But the truth is, even if a guy grabbed your mitzvah, since kol ha roitze kol ha mechashiv lasis mitzvah v'nenas v'lo yasoh ma'ilo l'vakosav kilo asoh. So if a person wanted to do a mitzvah, he's going to get the schar anyways. So what are you paying him asara zehuvim? Bechal by choytif mitzvah. What are you paying asara zehuvim? Yeah, he wanted to do the mitzvah. He was planning to do the mitzvah, so he's going to get the schar. So that's what the Chassam Sefer says. You're not paying him for the schar. The schar is hoin rav shaboilam he's going to be getting. No, this pasha, the gashmi is the kahano that you have when you do a maisa mitzvah. That's what you took away from him. If that's what you took away from him, then it applies even by the moil. Seif kol seif, there's a geshmak of doing the mitzvah of mila. And one moil stole it from the other moil. If you're not paying the asura zehuvim on the etzim mitzvah, because on that side, you nenes v'lo yaso. Elamai, stam on the hano gashmi of doing it, then l'chor the shetaka be asura zehuvim from one moil to another moil. Mashlam, one other nekuda, we asked the Veltz Kasha, why a father is not machmer, b'derech klal, to do mila, to be choishish for the shitas hashach. And we mentioned that they'll say it's very hard, it's confusing, they don't know how to do it. Abachach, maybe the moil should stand by him, he should do just the maisa chituch. Even if he's not going to do the priya, let him at least do the maisa chituch. So that goes into an interesting topic, which is really a hashlam of the previous shir. Is it kedai? If Taka, a father, was brave enough to do just the chituch part, he's not doing the priya, but he's going to do the chituch part. On one hand, someone will say, Ashod of the Tzait, Kolamol v'lei pora ki'ilu v'imol. But there are a lot of rayas that even though Kolamol v'lei pora ki'ilu v'imol, but the mila is something. First of all, there's a shayla Taka the Paiskim, a person's in a mokim nidach, and the only moil available tells him that all he knows to do is the mila, not the priya. The Maria Sad, he clears, maybe it's kedai, chotch to do the mila. Toises and Yevomis, Daf Ayin Aleph brings that Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. There's different girsas in the Midrashim, but he, in one girsa is the Midden did do Mila in the Midbar. They just didn't do Priya in the Midbar. So you see, Vaiter at this Mila without Priya. Another place where this is Negeya, this is already a Shmuz Mifnei Atzmoy, is if it's on Shabbos. There's a Machlekes, Machaber, and Ramo. Are you allowed to be Machaber two different Moyalim? One should do the Mila, one should do the Priya. Or even talk about this father who was brave, if he was going to do the Chituch just, and then the Moyal is going to be ice fearing the Priya. Are you allowed to do that? On one hand, the Machaber says you're not allowed to. Because since Kol HaMol V'Loi Para Ki'ilu Loi Mol, so the Moyal is Pasha doing a Chilul Shabbos. He's not doing the Priya part, he's not being Mashlimit, and he's doing a Chilul Shabbos, and therefore one Moyal should do the entire job. The Ramo is Chaylik, and Be'etzim this is a Mokim for a Shmuz, maybe Be'ezer Hashem. At a different time, we'll be mamshich im yetz Hashem the next year.